Welcome to Four Chicks Chatting, a womanish podcast that will engage, excite, and empower you as we chat about business and personal development, all with a healthy dose of humor. And now it's time to check in with our chicks, Kathy, Kristen, Mary Fran, and Robin.
And welcome back to another episode of Four Chicks Chatting. This is Kristen along with Mary Fran, Robin, and Kathy. And we are going to jump right in and talk about finishing the year strong. Woo-hoo! Finishing the year strong. Strong, people. Come on. We just got through Thanksgiving. We're in the midst of the overwhelm of holidays, and it prompted me to want to talk about this today because I saw a post by Rachel Hollis, and if you follow her on Instagram, first of all, I love the pictures of the kiddo that she's been poking Noah, that she's been posting a lot of. But so she's fun to follow, and she's got a new journal out and all kinds of great stuff happening. But her post, and I'm looking at it here, said, what if I just don't break this promise? And then she wrote all about that there's 5 weeks left in this year. And what if you don't wait until the new year for your resolutions and all the things you're going to do? What if you start that now? And the funny thing is, last year I did that. I did that when everything was falling apart. Everything looked horrible. Everything was a mess in my life. And I thought I actually couldn't wait until the beginning of the year to get started. And it was so much more energizing for me to start the year with things already underway. So I'll stop there and open up. Actually, I'm going to toss it right over to Mary Fran, because we were talking about this the other day with getting going on all of our gigs and stuff now instead of waiting. So I'll toss it over to Mary Fran for some input on that.
That to me is a great philosophy for a number of reasons. First of all, it is so easy when you're in the, what is that chemical in turkey, tryptophan, when you're in a tryptophan mm-hmm. coma,
yep.
to just sort of stay there and go, oh, Christmas, sparkly things, bright lights, and just get into that mode right away. It's so easy to do that. So if you get started with these habits or sort of create them now and launch into it, first of all, it keeps you from living in that turkey torpor, but it also it maybe keeps you from not being able to stick with resolutions because you're already at them. I think resolutions are so overwhelming for people because it's this this big change that you have to make. But if you start these things now, even if you start making them habits in small ways, or just set a goal for yourself where you're going to reach out to 5 people a day or something like that, something small, by the time the new year comes and you have these bigger resolutions, you've already got some great habits ingrained, and you may already have some traction with some of the bigger things that you want to do.
I like that.
What about you?
Well, Robin knows this, and everybody will probably know this by the end of the episode, because I just picture my face as one of those grumpy cats. Because... And I don't think it was a tryptophan or tryptolan.
Tryptophan. Is that what it is? BSR, tryptophan? You know these things, chemical things.
I'm blaming it on the champagne, but I decided that
I second that.
Am going to do a 2-week cleanse, which today is day 3. So it's no booze, no dairy, no sugar, no fun.
Is that why we can't see you on the video?
Yeah. Because I'm curled up in the fetal position and my microphone wasn't going to work. But anyway, but my point behind that was, or my thought behind that was, okay, kid, you know you're going to eat Christmas cookies like there's no tomorrow. And so why not take this little interlude of the last week of November, the first week of December, try to shed that Thanksgiving weight. And then also I thought, you know, maybe this will really help keep me a little less stressed, right? I'm not going to eat those foods that send me off and cause me, you know, to go off the wall. So this is what I'm doing instead of waiting till January, right? Everybody says, oh, let's lose weight, let's do it. Nobody wants to do that on January 2nd.
For sure.
So I thought, let me just try this now and maybe modify it a little bit and then kind of go into the season feeling better. So there's that.
I like that. I like that philosophy.
Finish strong, because I'll be healthy and be energized to do it. I like that.
Yeah.
Do the plank challenge with me. I'm doing that as part of my gearing up for the end of the year.
The what?
The plank
do I
challenge.
Have to take photos of myself?
Nope. You just planking? Do the 30-day plank challenge. I can't like dip to the right or the left because my core hurts so bad from it.
Oh, will you touch your hips to the bottom and the?
No, where you do the, well, mine is two, it's every day is a different style of planking. And you see how many seconds more you can hold it each day.
Oh, all right. I love planking. So yeah, send that over. No, I really do. I'm a good planker. I really am.
There's the tweetable, Mary Fran, in the show notes.
I'll make sure I put that in the show notes.
And a t-shirt.
Kathy loves planking. I love planking.
I'm a good planker.
I can hold it for 2 minutes.
Oh, I think we just started a 4-chick challenge for the
I was going to say, I know I can do at least 2 minutes. I think we're on.
Two minutes.
On. Oh, a plank off.
We need to video this plank off. This is going to be either really cool or terrifying, or maybe both all at the same time.
I know I just talked about personal stuff there, but I do want to finish a thought on some productivity tips for finishing the year strong for your business. And what I also like to do, and I think is a good idea to do prior to January, is reflect on your year, what worked, what didn't, more importantly, why, and try to think about that before you're going into 2019. And then it's like, okay, well, maybe I'm not going to spend as much time on this. Or maybe it's a productivity issue and you had all of these things and now you have 5 more that you never even touched. Well, can you tackle 2 of those between now and the end of the year?
Yeah.
Then maybe that might be something. Use a time block or something like that. Just a little tip.
If you can use this time of the year to sort of, as you said, Kath, reflect and plan so that when the new year does come, you jump right in and, mm-hmm. and you're not kind of saddled with that, oh, what do I want the year to look like kind of a deal. That's almost like a quagmire, I think, sometimes that people get stuck in because you feel this need to reinvent everything at the beginning of the year. And if you're already at that point where you know how you want the year to go or how you want your year to look, you can jump right into that. So I like that idea. Robin, what about you? What do you think?
Can you see my head spinning? It's like the earth on its axis right now.
Well, this is probably, I don't know, is this a busy time of year for you? I mean,
the busiest. I still have shoots scheduled for Christmas card orders. So,
Oh my gosh.
So I'm listening to all of you and I'm thinking, wow, that would be so awesome. But I'm like, I am literally going day to day. And this will be the case until Christmas. But I will tell you, I started thinking about the next year and finishing the year strong at the end of September, because I know that from September 15th to December 15th, I'm crushed. Like, I am so inundated with shoots and everything else. And I know that my primary focus is headshots, personal branding, and working with business people. But I have a core group of clients for family portraits that I have done for years, and I cannot tell them no. And so, and I do still enjoy that very much, and it's good revenue for me. So, you know, as everything else is building and I'm working on all the things that are going to hit in first quarter, I still have all this busyness on top of that. So I had to start this process early, and everything was mapped out by the end of September and my goals for fourth quarter as well as first quarter, just so that I can stay ahead of the game.
There's something valid to be aware of there too, that depending on what your business is, you are going to have ebbs and flows throughout the year. So that's something to be conscious of. And for you, this is a super busy time. So to be aware of that, and for anyone who has that type of business to be aware of that and maybe plan a little bit ahead of that, ahead of before that hits, about how you're going to finish the year and how you're going to start the next year is a good point, I think, for those people.
And I think it's always good to set goals. And I think it's good quarterly to take a look at those goals and evaluate, okay, like Kathy said, where did I succeed with my goals and what I and my processes, and where did I fail, what worked, what didn't, and why. I think that why is a really great question. You know, Simon Sinek is all about the why. And I really think that you have to look internally and see, okay, why did that not work? And why did this work? And how can I then continue on that pendulum to keep things going and succeeding? And then if they didn't work, why? And then how do I change the course of that path so that it will work in the future?
I like that. I was just looking at watching a video of Mel Robbins, one of hers on Instagram. I know, I love her too. Mm-hmm. And it's, I swear to God, I can't tell you how many times on her Instagram post I'll go, do you know me?
Yeah.
I know, right? Me around, because it's like, you wrote this because I needed that. It's great. It's like creepy crazy. But she talked about, like, as I'm thinking about, you know, setting the goals for getting going now for next year, plus all the stuff that's happening in holidays and personal life and all, she had a video on, I think it was yesterday, that said, go through your to-do list, make your list of all your goals of the day, and then highlight the ones that you absolutely 100% have to do, and the other ones, they'll just
three. She said three. Highlight the top three, and everything else just goes to the wayside.
I know. I wanted to comment on her thing saying three. That's because you have a staff. I have 75 things. I'm going to highlight seven. Deal with it.
I know. Right now, my list is must.
Like, I do asterisk. I highlight them with an asterisk.
And that's but it's everything.
I know.
That
I know.
Actually brings up a good point, though. How do you determine what has to get done? How do you figure that out? And I think that's a matter of, maybe you have to divide things into almost categories, obviously the family thing, especially at this time of year. But, like, what are the other categories for work? Is it maybe you pick a revenue category, and maybe you pick a planning category, and I don't know. But how do you figure out what are your musts?
Well, for me, a lot of it is deadlines.
Right. Sure. I think that's a natural one, don't you? I mean, if you have a deadline, you have no choice. You have to meet the deadline.
You have no choice. And the majority of my list is that right now. But with that said, there are other things. And if I set a goal for myself that, you know, January 1st, this is going to be ready to go, then I can't, you know, I only have how many days? 33 days left to get that done. So
yeah. I think, too, one of the things I do is I forget who, I think multiple people have said it in all different ways of, is this going to matter? And I think it's Seth Godin that says, are people going to miss you if this does it? You know, if that email doesn't show up in their inbox, are they going to miss it? Is it a big deal? Is the world going to crash? And I think we have to look at that, too, as in our personal lives at this time of year. Does it matter if all of the, I mean, I had to let go a lot of the decorations I used to do and those kinds of things. Like, I did the outside lights this weekend, and whatever I got done in the 3-hour window I had, that's our lighting for this year.
I did the same thing.
I don't have time to tweak all of the stuff and add lighting and movement and all that this year. Maybe next year. And the kids know that they can't complain about that anymore, because if they're not out there helping, then it is what it is. It's the time I had to do it. But I had to let go of a lot of the perfectionism and all the stuff I've always done, and in goal setting too, and in what I want to finish by the end of the year. I mean, I think it was the end of September was the final travel I would do for conferences for my foundation and speaking for on my own side hustle. I just said that to my kids because it was so busy up until then, and I knew what we were walking into. For the end of the year, I just stopped traveling, and I'll start up again because January, February, March get insane for my field. So that was one of the, and it has been so amazing to not be gone.
To be you had a busy and call do stuff. Too. That's a really good, I like that, will it matter? You can apply that to everything.
Mm-hmm. And you have that thing too, Mary Fran, with your 15 minutes of 15, 15.
Yeah.
Is it going to matter 15
master.
Minutes? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and some people say five. Like, if it's not going to matter in 5 years, then why would you focus on it now? If those people aren't going to be in your life in 5 years, then, or 5 days, whatever, why stress about it?
What do you think, Kath? What's your
I was just going to say, this is hard for, you know, my in my field, when I'm working with different behavior styles, this is hard for some people to plan.
Yeah, you know? I have to say, I'm too vague, I think, with it.
Yeah, I don't. There's so many planners out there now. I'm getting bombarded in emails with, you know, somebody has this planner and you can do this with it and do that with it. And I'm seeing people posting themselves next to their 2019 calendar smiling.
Oh, God, I hate those people.
And I'm just like, I would rather eat glass than sit down with the 2019 calendar and fill out what I'm going to do on Tuesday or, you know, the 16th. I don't even know what day that is. So I personally struggle with that. And so, but I know it's a blind spot for me, right? It's an area that takes me out of my comfort zone, but an area that I need to focus on to be more successful. So I know that now. Thank you. Hashtag self-awareness. So now I have to get the planner because I know it's going to make my life easier because I know what I don't want. I know that I don't want to be spinning like a top, starting a bunch of things and not finishing any. And I know that if I have more of a plan, maybe I can't go from 0 to 60 and, you know, have it color coded in a matrix and tabs and all things like that. But even if I could just have it somewhat organized, I know that's a really great first step for me for 2019. So for all of you out there who have shiny object syndrome and have trouble focusing, take this in baby steps, little chunks, okay?
Maybe that's a good thing, Kath, about that thing that you were just saying about the blind spots. Maybe at the end of the year, people can take a little bit of an evaluation of what theirs might be and how that has affected their business and their work over the past year and what they might need to tweak in those areas to be more effective and not be so out of touch with those blind spots.
I just posted that on Instagram right before we started.
Great minds. There we go.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah, Chicks in sync.
Chicks in sync. Maybe we'll start a middle-aged girl band next year.
Oh, no, I want to start on the Wind Theaters.
Yes, I'm learning all the Fortnite dances. Chris is teaching me all of them. I'll do the choreography for the band.
Okay. You do that. You can actually do the choreography because I don't dance. Well, I do, but I look like
You do.
I'm Elaine from Seinfeld. You know, remember when Elaine
That's
was dancing?
That's what the Fortnite dances look like. So you'll fit right in.
Does anybody else have any tips, productivity tips or little nuggets of?
Well, I got to tell you, I'm one of those people that loves the tabs and the planner and the highlighting colors. I can spend a fortune at Staples in those aisles because if it wasn't such a mess over there, I would turn the camera so you could see. I have my whole wall. I took out the closet in my office and made it into whiteboards with Post-it notes. It's like a moment in Kristen's brain.
Oh dear God.
And it's columns
no one needs
all the Post-it notes. I have curtains that I can close, and that's where I do my videos, just in case it gets overwhelming. But I put all the things that I'm working on across the top, all the projects, and then all the Post-it notes underneath as I come up with things that I have to work on for each of those, and then take them off and throw them out and put the next thing up. That's how I stay. And I like to see the different Post-it notes come down and come up.
So you're more of a visual.
Very visual
person. Yeah, that makes a difference.
And I need the constant reminder of it. There are some people that I know that drives crazy, but I'm the one that cannot. I don't have any closed cabinets or anything in my office. I need to see the projects or I forget all about them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why my kids are so loud, because if I didn't hear them, I would forget to feed them, I guess.
You can't forget to feed those children. They're always clamoring, asking for food. Every time I go over to your house, they're asking for food. It's like... I just want to bring a bucket of fish and throw them at them like seals. Eat this here.
Some people like to
use. I fill it with goldfish because they love goldfish. Your kids.
It's a snack that smiles back.
I'll put goldfish as a reference in our show notes.
Here, there's our commercial.
There we go. Maybe they'll sponsor the next one. Some people like to do Google Drives, right?
Oh, that setting overwhelms me.
Yeah, it overwhelms me too, but that seems to be a favorite for some.
I like my paper planner. I love to see, yeah. I'm like Kristen, I'm visual. I like to see my list and anything that doesn't get done, the priorities, then I can transfer it over to the following week. I have everything right there, and then I can time block throughout the week so that I can prioritize what needs to get done on what days. I like that, and I like the tactical. I like to feel the calendar, and I love the smell of it when I open that new one up and get ready for January. I feel that way.
Robin says weird things about Robin.
Uh-huh. A new bag of M&M's. No, that's what I like.
Yeah. I like my paper calendar.
I actually have become a devotee of my Google Calendar, which I absolutely love because I can set reminders in it. It can give me notifications. It can email me a couple of days before, which I always have it do because I never I just need to know that something's coming up a couple of days before. And the other thing that I've taken to using a lot is HubSpot, which is an online, they call it a CRM, customer relations management tool. I suppose that's what it stands for. But it's a similar kind of a thing. You can set up tasks and whatnot. You can set up contacts. You can set up all sorts of stuff like that. And then you can set it up to remind you via email or whatever if you have a task to do. So that tends to keep me on track because I am, unfortunately, as much as I would love to be one of those people that keeps everything in one place, I don't. I have notebooks and stuff all over the place, and I tend to write things everywhere and then can't find it. This is a terrible thing to tell people about myself, but it's the truth. So I have taken to these online tools, and they've become super helpful to me. So that's a good tip, I think.
I like that.
What's our squirrel brain roundup?
I think it's try not to get too distracted by shiny objects at the end of the year, and make sure that you have some sense of, as you said, Cass, sort of that whole reevaluating before you hit the new year so that you can hit the ground running and figure out what your strong points are. What are your strengths? Mm-hmm. And maybe I'm probably stealing your thunder here, Kath, but maybe address your blind spots a little bit too. So if that was a problem.
Yep, exactly.
You can start the year off without that being so much of a problem.
I would say even just take one project that you're working on, that what can you do to accelerate it a little bit to give yourself some breathing room. And as an example for me, one of the things I do every December is I clear out my office and my desk. Because I used to do that in January. And then, whereas that sounds great, everybody's organizing, all the organizing stuff is on sale, I would end up a week or two behind in launching because I was organizing and getting everything cleared off. So now that's my December project, and get it all set for to hit the ground running.
Smart.
And Robin? I think as you focus on your goals that you need to be accomplished by the end of the year and prepare your list of goals for 2019, remember to take care of yourself and prioritize you, because if you don't get a little breathing time and a little time to yourself and a little time to enjoy all of the glitz and glamour of the holidays, you're not going to start the year fresh. You're going to be exhausted, and you're going to need January as an entire month to take a break.
That's a good point.
Story.
We always come last. Well, since I dropped my value bombs already, I'm going to do a plug for us and say that the chicks have already started planning some amazing guests for 2019. So stay tuned for that. So that's how we're already productive, right? We're already looking into, we realized what worked, what didn't work. We listened to your feedback, and we're going into the new year strong with some really great, exciting information to share with you guys. So stay with us on that.
Four chicks energized. How about
that? That's it, baby. That's it.
So that's another episode of Four Chicks Chatting. Thank you so much for joining us. And listen, if you could go to, hey, you want to finish your year strong, help us finish our year strong. Go on and leave a rating or review on iTunes or Apple Podcasts or what we're calling it these days. And make sure you share these episodes and share it with a friend. And then you can talk about it at all your holiday parties. Chat
Great
about
idea.
The chicks. There you go. And make sure you connect with us on that social thing. So for Mary, Fran, Robin, Kathy, and me, Kristen, see you next time.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to our chicks. Want to learn how to create your own chick chat? head to our website, chickschatting.com. Be sure to join our chats on that social thing, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.